You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Oh, I was gone, wasn't I? I'm like, where have I been?
You were gone for a week.
I was gone.
You had to go to do realtor things.
Realtor stuff in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. I saw your life. Facebook page. Anyway.
It's fun too.
Our guest today is a new guest, another newbie.
Ooh, hazing. We get to haze them. we didn't tell her this ahead of time.
No. I don't want to scare her. She's very sweet. Her name is Kate Keith, and she is with Access Apparel Company. Welcome.
Hi. Welcome.
She's like, what did I get myself into?
Not to fear. Yeah, we're all talk. Ha, we're all talk. Kate, I met through a business networking group,
mm-hmm. right.
and she has some pretty cool apparel. You're a new company, right?
Yes.
So let's start there and talk about how you got started in this and the name of your company, obviously Access Apparel.
Yeah. So my husband, his dad actually owns a shop, and so Logan kind of grew up in the industry of screen printing, and they do trophies and signs and things like that. And then in college, Logan and I, we were both at IU, and he joined a band, and they were doing their band thing, and they needed some merch. Logan, you know, he knew how to do it, so he started doing all of their stuff, and he was designing it and printing it, and then more and more people were asking for, you know, some band merch. And so we like, yeah, we can totally do it. And so we actually started Access in 2011. And then when we graduated, we moved up north for a couple of years. And then we had a baby and decided to move back home and be closer to family. And so we moved back to Bloomington last November. And we got a shop at the corner of 11th and Morton, 639 North Morton. And yeah, so we just started doing it from there. We're a little different than some of the other shops in the area. We use a water-based ink, which leaves a softer print than the typical thicker ink. It's called Plastisol. And yeah, it leaves a really soft print. You can pull it apart. It won't ever crack or break. It won't peel off, anything like that. It kind of soaks in and becomes one with the shirt.
And we were talking about that before we started the show today and saying that, you know, I love the feel of these shirts, number one. She has a couple shirts with us today so we can feel them and stretch them and that kind of thing.
Cool.
And one of the really cool things, I think, is that, you know, when we all – after – the first time you wear a new shirt you get for whatever it is, whether it's a band, your favorite band.
Yeah.
You wear it, and you're like, oh, this looks so nice.
Yeah.
It's so new and fresh. And then after a couple washings, it starts to crack, or maybe you gain a little weight.
Yeah.
And it cracks, and it doesn't look as nice, so you don't wear it as much. Then it becomes a paint shirt.
Definitely.
Or, you know, a workout shirt kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
These are really nice.
Yeah.
They are soft. I love them and that they do that. They like you said, I think it becomes part of the fabric.
Right. So it's the ink is water-based, so it soaks into the cotton and really honestly becomes one with the shirt.
Right.
So it's basically just staining the shirt.
Really? Yeah. That's, yeah.
Right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
The colors to me are a lot more vibrant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking at a Super Smash Brothers Mario Kart shirt.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of red and blues and yellows, and they're just really vibrant. They're not like plain, I guess.
Right. Yeah. When we also specialize in what's called a discharge ink, and we use that on darker colors like this shirt here. Where it actually, the discharge agent turns the cotton back to its normal color. You know, t-shirts are dyed, so this one's black, it's dyed black. The discharge agent actually pulls that black out to where it's back to the typical like off-white of cotton.
Yeah.
And so then when the ink sits on top of it, then it's way more vibrant because, you know, it's not trying to get on top of a black ink you know, the black.
Right. Oh, it's not trying to overcome the other color.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, obviously yellow is going to look better on a white base than a black base.
Right.
So that's where we have to use that for the darker shirts, but.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It does. I just learned a whole lot about
this. There you go.
It's like, wow, who knew?
Who knew that?
Yeah. Wow.
I just think that's so great. And you don't just do t-shirts.
No. We do hoodies and basically anything that you can print on, mm-hmm. we can get it. So we do band posters for a handful of people. We can do hoodies. We can do cardigans. We can do pants, athletic shorts, jerseys. We also can do baseball hats. We can do we do a lot of trade shows to try to get our name out there.
Sure.
And we've actually printed our logo on a big piece of wood.
Okay.
And so that's kind of a cool, different, you know, way to showcase your business rather than just printing a sign. Mm-hmm. You know, we can print it right on whatever you want to use it on. So that's so kind of a fun service.
I guess I traditionally think of when you do t-shirts and stuff, because I guess I'm thinking screen printing. It goes onto a, I don't know, something and something comes down on top of it. Is that how it works with a piece of wood too? I mean, how would you?
Yeah, basically we burn the image in a screen and then we put ink on the back of the screen and then we just kind of, we set it on top of whatever we need and then we just ink over. Okay. Yeah.
I guess I never thought of
that.
Does it, fabric-wise, does it have to be a cotton fabric or can it be like a blend or something like that?
Oh, yeah, it can be anything.
Anything,
yeah.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. Something of like something if you wanted something done a little bit more professional that you would wear, you know, on casual Friday, but not t-shirt casual Friday.
Sure.
Okay.
Like yeah.
A polo shirt.
Yeah.
Like the one I have on.
Like a polo shirt or an Oxford shirt of some kind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can hook you up.
Yeah. Like Tucker T Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to you.
Watch out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it going to be Tucker Tank T Friday?
Doubtful. About polo shirt Friday.
Oh, not going quite that.
It's cold
casual.
Inside anyway.
Yeah, outside, it is right now.
It is cold,
at least. So you do this type of thing. Do you also do embroidery at all? Or
we do. Yeah, okay. We don't specialize in embroidery. We don't seek out embroider orders, but we do offer them.
Okay.
So if that's something you want to kind of knock out all of your apparel needs in one place, we can definitely handle it.
Because I can see people that traditionally have always had that, and then they just they want it to match their other stuff, kind of thing.
So and we have some people that you know they want a few more formal things than the t-shirts, and so we'll run all their t-shirts for them, and then we'll do the embroidery work for a few polos or like the sweater vest kind of deals, you know, things like that. So
that makes sense because I actually had a coworker say something about I have these vests, and now that I work here, I want to have our logo put on them.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe I need to have him call you.
Yeah, totally. Well, especially because like one thing that you can't really screen print on is fleece. There's just no way for it to really get in there. And so that's a product that we would be embroidering on. So
that makes sense.
Lots of options.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We also do tote bags. Tote bags are pretty popular.
Sure. Absolutely.
So we can do the canvas tote bags. We also, which was really fun, Hopscotch just reached out to us to print their coffee bags. And so they've sent us all of their coffee bags and we screen printed their logo on there.
Oh,
so that was really, that was a fun little different project that we got to do, but it was really fun. We liked it a lot. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, and I love, I love that the local coffee company is asking the local apparel company to work with them.
Oh,
I
think
that's perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, who doesn't love those?
I'm thinking my head's spinning at the moment.
Yeah.
All kinds of ideas. Kate and I will be getting together afterwards.
Woo!
That's awesome. Well, and one of the things that I want to talk about, we're almost out of time for this segment already, but I want to make sure that we talk about, like, if people have an order they want to talk to you about, maybe they only want a certain amount. They don't want a huge order.
Sure.
Do they have to have a huge order? Or, you know, what's your kind of minimum if they want to do a family reunion, you know, t-shirts or something like that? So
our typical minimum is 24 pieces. Mm-hmm. And that can be spread out between t-shirts, hoodies, jackets, whatever you want.
Oh, wow.
It just needs to be 24 of the same design in order to avoid any setup fees.
Right.
We don't charge any sort of fees on top of your t-shirt.
Wow.
if you do 24 mm-hmm. or more. If you do less than 24, there are some fees involved with it, but we'll still do it.
Okay. Sure.
So
that makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Really good. Good. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Kate Keith from Access Apparel.